Todd, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Well, in your latest story, Enbridge was notified on safety immigration problems. Whistleblower who tipped the messenger called Enbridge several days earlier. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the gentleman, the confidential source that we've been working with, actually called Enbridge on August 23rd, a full week before we published our story on the undocumented workers and the unsafe conditions going on the islands in the Kalamazoo River. And the Enbridge folks sort of took it seriously, except that they focused on trying to figure out who made the phone call instead of the content of the phone call.
So they were looking for Deep Throat as opposed to looking at Deep Throat's information.
Yes, that's exactly true.
So have you tried to contact Enbridge and get a response?
Yeah, well, Enbridge talked to me and acknowledged that they did indeed receive the phone call and that they notified their safety committee about the safety concerns, and that safety committee actually looked at the issues. It didn't go out on the river and look for any problems. And then they also said that they contacted their management structure and Garner in particular to try and determine if this person worked for Garner. And when they couldn't find this person who had given them a fake name because he was terrified of ramifications, they just gave up. So they, and Enbridge defends that. They say, you know, that was all we could do.
In your story, you are referring to your source by the name of Juan Montoya. What can you tell me about this source without giving him away, obviously, but how does he get his information?
He is an oil spill worker. He was actually employed by Hallmark and was on the river for 2 days prior to making that phone call. He was subjected to all the unsafe conditions and that sort of stuff. He's actually a HAZWOPR certified cleanup expert with 2 degrees on top of that, one for safety and one for safety and super high hazardous materials. So he's a well-trained cleanup expert, and he was being supervised by people who didn't even have HAZWOPR training at all. So he was obviously worried, and then when he was seeing people being put in danger and himself being forced to be put in danger, he obviously grew more and more concerned to the point that he felt he needed to come forward with the story.
And we want to make it clear that he is a legal resident of the United States. Is he being paid by the Michigan Messenger to supply you with information?
No, he is not. We don't pay for any information that we get.
So what's the latest? Where's your course of action now, Todd?
Well, as you know, tomorrow morning there's going to be hearings in Congress. They're expecting those hearings to last for about 6 hours, focusing specifically on the Enbridge spill in Marshall. And I anticipate that we're going to hear a lot of talk about the fact that the pipelines are not being well-maintained or monitored. I think we're going to hear a lot of talk about undocumented workers. I anticipate that there will be a large announcement from Immigration and Customs Enforcement tomorrow as well. I think we're also going to hear a lot about safety issues on the river and the cleanup.
In your stories that we've read over the last few weeks, Todd, I just get the sense that Enbridge didn't handle this well from the beginning. Going back to, they had some warning that there were some breaches in some of the pipelines that did eventually burst, and that in managing this cleanup, especially in the early when it first occurred, and then also in managing their subcontractors, they have just dropped the ball.
I think that's probably a fairly accurate assessment. In fact, the Free Press just reported this morning that over the last 5 years, the section of pipe that ruptured in Marshall, which is mile marker 608, I believe, they had had four, like I said, over the last 5 years, they'd had three anomaly readings, which means that they had detected a weakness or a problem in the line and had chosen to ignore it. They decided it was not significant enough to do anything about it. And we know that there are hundreds of similar type anomalies all the way up line 6B, which goes over to Sarnia, including a dent in the line that goes under St. Clair River into Sarnia, Ontario. that dent is located about 300 foot offshore in 30 foot of water buried under 12 feet of sediment. And that dent could potentially lead to a rupture into that area, which is a major source of water for Southeast Michigan. So that's a real concern as well.
We're talking with Todd Haywood from the Michigan Messenger on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Todd, do we know if Enbridge officials are going to attend that meeting?
Well, they have been invited to the congressional hearing. I anticipate they will be there. I mean, generally, when you get an invitation, you don't turn it down from Congress. What they say, though, I'm not sure. I would not be surprised if we didn't hear a whole lot of "I plead the fifth."
And we know that Mark Schauer is going to be there and several other Michigan congressmen.
Correct. It's the subcommittee on railroads, pipelines, and hazardous materials. It's part of the Transportation Committee. So it's going to be a heavy-duty hearing. I anticipate it's going to be national headlines tomorrow because, as you know, the Romeoville leak in Illinois that happened last Thursday has caused a massive backup in oil coming into the United States. Remember, Canada is America's number one supplier of crude oil. And in fact, Enbridge represents 12% of that crude oil. And with both of its major lines in the Midwest shut down now, which is 6B and 6A, 6B is the one that goes through Marshall and 6A is the one that goes through Romeoville, we're actually seeing the price of crude oil go up, and we've obviously seen the price of gasoline skyrocket, and that's all being attributed to these shutdowns.
Well, Todd, as you know, Congressman Mark Schauer will be a part of that committee, but I received an email yesterday that U.S. Congresswoman Candace Miller is also a part of that Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, so she'll be a part of the questioning, too. Should be interesting times to be covering that story, and we look forward to talking with you again.
All right. Thanks a million, Tony. I appreciate it.